Okay, so today is April 30th, 2014, and we're going to do lesson number 305. It's called The Line of Effort in the Back and Lifting. So go ahead and start, as we always do, on your back, beginning to notice how you're lying on your back today. How are you making contact with the floor today? Notice how the back of your head is resting on the floor, how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor, your arms, how your mid-back, upper back, lower back is all resting, how your pelvis is lying on the floor, and how your legs are lying on the floor. So as you continue to observe yourself and noticing yourself lying on the floor in these areas, you're sensing where you make contact as well as where perhaps you're not making contact. Where, or maybe it's a lighter contact. Maybe we just say some areas feel heavier and they stand out, and then other places become lighter and almost like they disappear from your ability to sense the contact. So really have a clear image for yourself of how things are right now to compare to after the lesson. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Again, go slow enough so that you really can sense the quality of rolling your head, the ease without straining. And again, noticing perhaps if it's easier to roll your head to one side compared to the other. Great. Okay, so you're going to go ahead and roll over onto your stomach. Once you're on your stomach, you're going to start by placing your hands in front of your head. So let's put your right palm on top of your left, and your forehead is resting, that's it. We're going to start like this. And your legs are long and slightly spread apart. And just begin to sense how you're lying on the floor on your stomach and how parts of you make contact with the floor on your stomach. Good. Now you're going to tuck both of your toes under as if to run, right? Excellent. And we've done this movement before, where you're going to think of pushing and pulling through your heels. So you create like an oscillatory movement all the way up to your head. So it's like you're wiggling yourself. You push and pull. And just checking in, so both at the same time. See if your forehead moves on the back of your hands, right? What is this like today? Or does it stop in your back? So just notice. Okay, let that go. And you're now going to turn your head so that your left ear is on the mat. You can keep your right arm somewhere up there comfortable, and you're going to extend your left arm. So it's going to be long, palm is down. Now, when you extend your left arm, you have it somewhere where it feels like it's long from the shoulder to the elbow to the wrist, right? So even if the elbow needs to bend a little bit out to the side, for you, it's a sense that it's long. And then you spread your legs again a little bit apart so that your right leg feels long. So you're going to start thinking about this relationship between your right leg and your left arm. And we're going to have this ball. So as I mentioned before class, you're going to have this ball. So your feet, Sandy, can relax. Yeah, there you go. Both feet. This ball is going to sit behind your right heel. So it's like the size of a tennis ball. Keep your foot flat. And this ball is going to be there. You can make it any color that you'd like. And you want this ball to start to roll up to the back of your right knee. And then you're going to have it roll back to the heel. Okay, so just to start you off, I'm going to give you some tips. So there's no lifting at this point. It's all pressing. Okay, so if you want the ball to roll from your heel, right, the heel would lift slightly, but you don't lift the whole foot. And then the ball's going to roll to the back of the knee. But then the back of the knee has to lift a little bit to roll the ball back towards the heel. And when the back of the knee lifts, the top of the foot presses down, so the ball rolls towards the heel. So there's subtle movements between pressing and a slight lift, but never are you lifting the whole leg away from the floor. Okay, so you don't lift the whole leg. Smaller, so don't come up so that the toes are standing. You keep the foot flat, that's it, but smaller. So you go from pressing the top of the foot depressing the knee. And this ball is rolling slowly along the backside of your calf. And remember, I mentioned before starting the class, the smaller that you do this, the more that it's in your thought, the more you're going to get out of it. This is not about big movements today. It's super subtle. Because if you make too big of a movement, the ball could roll off the side of your calf. Can this one be better? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Somewhere. Like that. How's that?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Huh? It's hurting your knee? Then
like, I don't know, like the kneecaps.
Just do less.
Yeah.
Barely do it.
Barely do it.
Yeah, well.
Is that okay?
Yeah, and don't care. Let's try to put your head here. So maybe move your knees a little bit more apart. There you go. Now see if that's better. So now you're going to continue this ball. It's going to move upward. So it's now going to go from your right heel, rolling through the back of the knee up to your buttocks. Okay? So think about what you're going to have to do. Think of your front side. What are you going to have to do to stop the ball at your buttocks? Right? Because if you don't stop it, it's going to continue up your back. So think, what are you going to do on the front side? Right, you're going to have to lift the front hip a little bit, right? So it means the right butt cheek is going to lift up a little bit. All of a sudden, the ball will start rolling back through the back of the knee And then you continue it down to the heel, and then all of a sudden the heel will lift a little bit to bring it back to the knee. It rolls through the back of the knee now, up to the butt. Do less, way, 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 way. Smaller, smaller, smaller. 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 That's the level I want. That's it. Even smaller. Even smaller. There you go. Make sure you're breathing. So again, a lot of this lesson is in your mind and thought. If you're straining and clenching muscles a lot, you're going to miss the whole point. Right? Just use your thought and use the smallest amount. Some of you are like really lifting, popping your whole knee off the floor. That's not what you're to do. So I can't reiterate again. You move so small, I don't know you're moving. Okay? So as I'm looking at you, I don't know that you're moving. That's how small the movements are. So if you're doing something bigger than that, you're doing too much. And the reason you're doing too much is that you don't have it in your thought. So you're powering through it. So get it clear in your thought. Even if you just imagine the ball rolling and you need to let go of all movement, I'm okay with that. Use your mind. Use your brain to indicate what we're asking you to do. That's much better. Okay, pause with the leg, and we're now going to have the ball jump up to the back side of your left hand. So it's resting on the back side where your knuckles are. Okay? And again, it's a very subtle idea of slightly lifting, like let's say the fingers, so slight, that's too much. Right? Just so that the pressure lifts barely. And then the ball starts to roll to the elbow, and then the elbow's going to stop it and go back to the top of the hand. Right? So start to think in terms of pressure. Right? All you need to do is shift the pressure. Some of you are into huge lifting. Just think that you minimize the pressure of the left fingers. So the ball rolls to the elbow, and then you minimize the pressure of the elbow so the ball starts rolling back to the back of the hand. And it's going slow, right? Keep your face so that your left ear's down. That's it. If you want just a little of this under, there. And maybe try this a little bit like that. See if that's easier. And now can you continue through the elbow down to the shoulder? Right? This is where it gets tricky because your armpit is up in space, right? So again, you're thinking pressure, right? You're thinking if that armpit was to lower just a little bit, that ball could roll to the shoulder blade. Right? But then that armpit lifts a little bit so that the ball goes back to the elbow and now up to the wrist. Right? Super, super subtle pressures. And you're just following in your mind and with your eyes this ball rolling from the left back of your hand to the left shoulder blade. Excellent. OK. Okay, just hang in there before we take a break. You're just going to pause for a moment, but stay in this position. So you make this position as comfortable as you can. So we're going to go back now down to your right heel. Okay, so you're going to start there with your ball. And it's going to start to travel up to the back of the right knee, to the pelvis, and then it's going to roll over the pelvis through your lower back, diagonally connecting to the left shoulder blade, left elbow, and the back of the left hand. And once it gets there, right, you subtly just lift the pressure of the back, you know, the fingers, so it starts to roll back towards the elbow. Right, then the armpit has to come a little closer so it goes through the scapula, into your back, right, over to the right buttocks, down the right back of your leg, down behind the knee, down to the heel, and then the heel, right, just subtly lifts a little bit, just enough. So as soon as the ball touches your heel, it starts to roll back towards the back of your knee. And it's going to go all the way back up diagonally at your own pace. What you're paying attention to is the image and following this ball traveling and how so super subtly you change pressures along the way so that the ball can roll smoothly along the path and doesn't fall off your side, it doesn't get stuck in your lower back. And then once it gets up to your wrist, the back of your hand, you subtly lift the pressure of those fingers so it starts to go down again. That's it. Okay, and slowly let that go, and now you are going to roll over and come to rest on your back. And once you get on your back, your arms are down by your sides, your legs are long, and just notice the backside of your right leg as well as the backside of your left arm. And what has changed in your sensation, in your awareness? Okay, let's go back over onto your stomach again, come into the same position. We'll continue with this side a little bit more. So again, find a way when your left arm is long, your left ear is down on the floor, that you feel like it's a diagonal line going from the back of your left hand, right, down to the heel of your right foot. Right, so it feels like a line. There's no broken, bent spots, right? So that means, you know, so left arm up, And the legs can be a little wider, right? So you want to think that you've got a diagonal line. Okay, so we're going to start again. Start with the ball, this time maybe up at the hand. And this time you actually get a lift a little bit more. So this time, think about that you're connecting the back of the wrist, the elbow, shoulder, the right side of the pelvis, right knee and heel, right? It's this line. And it becomes an arc. And so you're going to kind of roll through the arc. So in a way, your heel and the back of the fingers are slightly lifted the whole time, right, as the ball rolls through the arc. Okay, so you're going to start with the back of the hand. So you can now lift the fingers. They would lift up towards the ceiling, not clenching them, right, to create this roll. So you kind of keep them up, and then the heels up. So the ball's going to roll a little faster. So remember, this is from your left to your right. So again, I would encourage, maybe some of you still need to spread your legs a little wider because you don't really have a straight line, right? So that means the area from the left armpit to the right hip, that area is making the most contact, right? That's like the bow part of the arc. And then you're tipping it, right? So you're making like a subtle arc, and then you're tipping it. From the right leg to the left arm, that's it, Sandy, right? You're tipping along the belly and the armpit so that this ball continues to roll. So again, from the left armpit to your right hip, that's the base of the arc, right? And the two tip points is the right heel, the right foot, and the left hand. So you really have to use your thought and your imagination to generate this shape and then to start seeing and watching and feeling this ball travel along this diagonal line, going through your back, down your leg, and coming back up. Excellent. And now we're going to do a little more. So now you get a really lift, let's say, from your knee to your heel. And from your left elbow and wrist can lift up. So you really think of pressing the armpit, the chest, and the right hip are down, right? They're the center of the bow. So you can lift the elbow and the wrist and the knee and the foot. Keep them up, those four points, and rock through your tummy area and armpit diagonally. Just get that going. That's it, Mary. There you guys go. Excellent. Now that you got that going, right, you have the ball. Right, so I know, is this really hard on your shoulder? Okay, so let's put it down because you're rolling completely over instead of diagonal. I want you to think here to here. Okay, so that's better. But a little less going so far over, so think here to here. That's it. So you hold the input points up, roll the ball through the center of you along that diagonal plane. Excellent. Okay, nice. Let it go. Let's go ahead and roll over onto your back. And again, as soon as you come onto your back, is to witness and notice, what is different now? What is so different about not just the back side of your right leg, but even the front side? And then all the way up diagonally to the left shoulder. And the left arm. Okay, we're going to roll over again, and this time you're going to turn your head to the other side, so the right ear is down. You're going to have the right arm long. You're going to spread your legs slightly, and you're going to think of the left leg. So we're going to do the other diagonal. So immediately in your mind, you can have the diagonal, but we're going to start right down with your left leg. So we're going to start the ball resting behind the heel of your left leg, and it's going to start to roll up to the knee and back down to the heel. Right? So remember, we started off with no lifting, but pressing. Right? So it means that you lighten the pressure on the front side of the left foot, which lets the heel come up a little bit, right? Just lightening the pressure. So the ball can roll to the back of the knee, and then it's just lightening the pressure of the knee resting on the floor. It's not contracting your glutes and doing a huge movement, right? Just think pressure. You're going to just lighten the pressure of the knee, lighten the pressure of the top of the foot. And that ball just rolls back and forth along your calf. Excellent. So let's now have it continue up to your buttocks, right? So your buttocks has got to stop it. That means you're going to lighten the pressure along the front side of your left hip, right? As if you were going to slide an itty-bitty thin piece of paper under that hip. And then it gets the ball to go back to the knee. Right, you lighten the pressure of the knee so it goes down to the heel. You lighten the pressure of the top of the foot and then it goes back to the knee. And then the knee gets it to roll up to the butt. Much better this time. Right, so there's really no lifting. Just think in terms of pressure. And especially when you come up to the left hip. Right? Really notice what happens when you lessen the pressure a little in there and then you let it go back down. Right? That's all you're doing. Just think, it's the lightest amount of pressure. Can you feel inside of you how that the head of that femur, that hip bone, changes position? This is the one movement that will free your hip up tremendously, but it's so minimal. It's just lightening the pressure and then letting it sink. Excellent. Okay, and you're going to pause with that. We're going to have the ball now come up to the back of your right hand, right? It's going to start there and it's going to go to the elbow and then back to the back of your right hand. So we're just going to do that first little segment. And you're just going to think lightening pressure, right? You lighten the pressure through the fingertips, which takes the ball to the elbow. And then if the elbow just lightens away from the floor, right? And it can start to feel like a lift, but it's so light that you're not activating your muscles, okay? It's just about gravity and pressure. So you get the ball to roll smoothly from the back of your right hand to your elbow and back up. And you're breathing. And now, You're going to continue it on from the elbow to your shoulder, right? So let's think the armpit, right? For almost all of us, there's a space under there. It's not touching, right? So that space is going to increase just so slightly to prevent the ball from rolling over your shoulder blade, right? So that it goes back to the elbow, right? But then it goes then to the back of the hand. The fingers lighten. The elbow gets a little heavier because it rolls through the elbow, right? And your armpit is closer as the ball is approaching. But then once it gets closer to the shoulder blade, that armpit just elevates oh so slightly, right? This is so strong in your thought and imagination. Because when you're imagining something like this, you're imagining the movement, you're actually firing the signals, the information from your brain to the different little synapses that signal the correct muscles to be working. And we tend to use the incorrect ones often, not all the time, but that's what injury and discomfort and problems are about. Why this is so powerful is when you imagine, you get an opportunity to fire things in the correct way. So you can override the habitual habits that you have from the past. Excellent. Let's keep it going a little bit more. So let's have the ball now continue so that it goes through the mid part of your back. But you're now going to stop it at your left buttocks. So very much like the armpit, right? The space under the left hip has to get slightly larger so that the ball stops and it'll roll back through your lower back. And then your armpit area sinks, so it goes over the shoulder blade, down through the elbow, up to the back of the hand, and then the fingers lighten to reverse the ball again. So just add that other segment in. Excellent. And let's see if we can keep going before we take a break. So let's continue. Let the ball roll through the left buttocks, right? So then you would lower the space on the front side, right? So that it goes to the back of the left knee. That pressure lowers so that it goes to your left heel. And the minute it comes close to the heel, all of a sudden you lighten the pressure, right, of the back of those toes. And wherever you are, I'm just taking you through it, but many of you are doing an excellent job so that you're in a different place along the diagonal, and that's fine. Excellent. And if you find yourself using more effort in a certain location, become aware of that and then lessen it. That tells you something about that area lacking clarity, so you go into force. So that's really valuable information, and that's a place for you to be attentive to do less, like you can in the other parts of you, where it's just this minimal pressure shifting along the diagonal from your right hand down to the right scapula, through your back to the left buttock and down to the left heel. Beautiful. Okay. Let's take a break. Let's roll onto your back for a moment. And what's also really valuable to notice is if one diagonal is clearer than the other in your thought and imagination. That tells you something too. Okay, let's go back over onto your stomach, back to the same position with your right ear on the floor, right arm long. And we're going to continue with the diagonal from your right hand to your left foot. But the progression now is that you do get a lift, let's say like slightly the fingertips and your toes, right, the two endpoints. And where you have the most pressure would be from the right armpit down to the front side of the left hip, right? So that's the deep part of an arc. So you're starting to make an arc, right? And you're just lifting up the endpoints. And then in a moment, we'll go to actually lifting a little bit more. But remember, just the foot, just barely the foot, barely the hand, and you're rocking right through that diagonal midsection. So the weight is shifting primarily from the left side of your hip bone and pelvis to the right armpit. So the ball can roll a little faster along this diagonal. And as that gets smoother and clearer, you can lift the endpoints a little higher. So you're really clear about this trajectory of the ball rolling, right? And you don't want to make the movement too big or too quick so that it rolls off one of your sides. So some of you need to be attentive to how much you're going left and right, right? So remember, it's minimal so that you keep that ball along the path, right? So you really have to find a way, and I like paying attention to the front side, how that right armpit and left hip relate so that ball doesn't roll off your back somewhere before it hits the shoulder blade, right? And then you can continue to lift the right hand a little bit more and the left leg, right? As that feels more comfortable, and maybe you lift up to the shoulder blade and up to the hip. So you're really rolling through the armpit and the hip. It's your progression. You do what progression you can do so that you maintain a clear image, a clear thought, and a clear experience. Really good. Okay, let's let that go and again roll onto your backs and pause and rest. Okay, so we're going to roll over one more time, and we have one more direction we're going to work with. This time you're going to have both arms lengthened, and your forehead on the floor. Okay? Your legs and arms are comfortably not too far spread, because I want you to think more of a straight line. So we're now going to place the ball on the back of your neck. Okay? And you're going to do a very, very subtle movement, right? Pressure-wise, that you're going to roll that ball from the back of your neck just down to the area in between the shoulder blades. Right? So as the pressure of your forehead slightly lessens, the area in your sternum sinks, right? So the ball can get there. But then as it approaches your sternum, right where your breastbone is, and you don't want it to go lower, that area is going to slightly lift, right? So the ball rolls back up to the back of your neck. So you're just going to keep the ball from the back of your neck to the base of the shoulder blades and then back up. And this one movement is super, super profound for people that have neck issues. So if there's anything you take away from this lesson, because it changes the shift of your spine and your breastbone and your shoulder blades, so this clarity gets clearer of the cervical and upper thoracic part of your spine. So again, it's about a pressure change, right? The forehead slightly lifts, it slightly lessens its pressure, and the sternum sinks. And then as the sternum lifts, the forehead sinks. And you just want to get this super clear. So this ball is rolling so smoothly, so effortlessly. And then you're going to continue now. So you're going to let it roll through the shoulder blades now, down through the mid-back to the lower back. Right? But then you've got to stop it at the lower back, right where a belt or your waistband is, right? So on the front side, where your tummy is and your hip bones, right where your hip bones are, right? You're going to lessen the pressure. And it's just enough that you prevent that ball from rolling over your butt, and then the ball goes back up your back. So remember, the area of your armpits needs to sink, the sternum needs to sink, right, to get the ball all the way up to the base of the neck. And then as soon as it gets to the base of the neck, right, you soften the pressure along the forehead. And it starts to go back down. So then you sink again with the chest and armpits. And then you sink with the belly until it gets close to the hips, and then you lighten the pressure. Right? It's almost like a wave. Right? It's like you're making this subtle wave of pressure as you sense, observe, and watch the ball rolling from the base of your neck right down your spine, down to your buttocks, and back up. So there's like no side-to-side movement. So if you have any side-to-side movement, that's something to become aware of, right? That tells you something about you. It means something is unclear and is not balanced for you, that you would go side to side. And as soon as you recognize that, you'll become aware of how you can make it balanced. And of course, you're breathing. So it continues to get smoother and smoother, less and less effort. And now just in your thought, We don't even have to do it, but just in your thought. And if it becomes available, you do it. But could you imagine you're going to keep the ball rolling in the very same place? That does not change. But again, this is the center of the arc, right? So maybe the fingertips and the tops of the feet could just float up as you continue to roll through this arc in the center of you. And if that's too much, stick with the wave movement. But if you think you can lift the feet and the hands and continue to roll the ball from the base of your neck down to your lower back, give that a shot. Excellent. And now just go back to the previous movement, letting the legs rest and the arms, and just roll the ball just a couple more times from the pelvis up to the back of your neck. The slight lightening of your forehead, the lightening of the front of your pelvis as you sink everything else in between, right? Beautiful. Okay, and then let that go, and you're going to go ahead and roll onto your back. And once you're on your back, again, your legs are long, your arms are long, and you start to sense and notice what's different. What do you sense that's different? How do you experience yourself differently now? Is it almost like you have an imprint of where the ball rolled, of these diagonals, and then along your spine from the base of your neck down to your lower back? And what else has softened for you? Slowly and gently go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, going slow enough so you really observe the quality of rolling your head now. And again, noticing just what is showing up different. How is your breath and your breathing? How do you sense the volume of yourself? What's different? And how does it feel lying on your back now? What is your experience of how you make contact with your whole self? Okay, so taking your time, you'll roll to a side. You've learned a variety of ways to do that, and then eventually going from your side to coming up to standing, there's no rush. And then just taking some time to observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.